This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. Central Command forces conducted strikes on 14 Iran-backed Houthi missiles that were loaded to be fired in Houthi-controlled areas in Yemen. The military said in a statement late Wednesday that these strikes, along with other actions taken, will degrade the Houthis' capabilities to continue their reckless attacks on international and commercial shipping in areas including the Red Sea and the Gulf of Aden. Russia and Ukraine each reported preventing drone attacks by the other on Thursday. Ukraine's military reported downing 22 of the 33 drones Russia launched in overnight attacks, while adding that several of the other drones that made it through Ukrainian air defenses did not reach their targets. The exchanges come as Ukrainian soldiers on the eastern front line of the war with Russian invaders say winter is also an enemy, as they run low on ammunition, weapons, and manpower, stunting their ability to attack. Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan has more.
A Ukrainian counteroffensive last year was unable to break through heavily defended Russian lines in the occupied south and east. As Russia's invasion approaches its second anniversary, Ukraine is urging its supporters to do more to boost its artillery stocks. Political wrangling in the United States and European Union has held up two major packages of military and financial support for months, although Kiev has said it hopes the assistance will eventually materialize. A Ukraine ground force commander told Reuters his troops are staging smaller counterattacks and that engagements on both sides are on a smaller scale to conserve ammunition and men.
That was Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan reporting. As always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Pakistan said Thursday that its military carried out strikes against the terrorist hideouts in neighboring Iran 2 days after Tehran bombed what it said were Iranian terrorists sheltering in on Pakistan soil. Iran state media quoted security officials as saying the Pakistani strikes killed at least seven non-Iranian nationals in the southern border city of Sarabhan. Thursday's military retaliation by Pakistan marked an unprecedented escalation in mutual tensions. The UN's Children's Fund is worried about a cholera outbreak in Africa that has spread to at least 10 countries, calling the situation in Zambia and Zimbabwe very serious. Columbus Mabhunga reports from Harare.
In Zimbabwe, shortages of purified water are forcing residents to depend on open sources. That, along with uncollected refuse and running sewage, are being blamed for the waterborne disease. UNICEF fears that if the outbreaks are not brought under control, it will mean schools closing, as in the case in Zambia, and children losing out on learning. Columbus Mavunga, VOA News, Harare.
A severe drought that began last year has forced authorities to slash ship crossings, that is, in the Panama Canal, the AP's Lisa Dwyer reports.
One of the most severe droughts to ever hit Panama has stirred chaos in the 50-mile maritime route, causing a traffic jam of boats, casting doubts on the canal's reliability for international shipping and raising concerns about its effect on global trade. The cuts to traffic in one of the world's most important trade routes could cause an even greater economic blow than previously expected, causing a loss of between $500 and $700 million in 2024. Canal authorities say Panama urgently needs to seek new water sources for both the canal's operations and human consumption. The same lakes that fill the canal also provide water for more than 50% of the country of more than 4 million people. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The United States, South Korea, and Japan conducted combined naval exercises involving an American aircraft carrier in their latest show of strength against nuclear-armed North Korea. The three allies' senior diplomats were to meet in Seoul to discuss the deepening standoff with Pyongyang. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has been on a provocative run of weapons testings and threats. As always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.